Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I've seen them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club.
I see skies of blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
I'll
be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We're going to do what we can to help you out and get ready for spring. We're starting to get outside with our products, you know, our annuals, our veggies, just to really get it settled in so we can get some good growth this year. We've been waiting for this for, you know, months here. It feels like it's been years, even though it's been 2 months, to really get outside and really get all our annuals and our vegetables outside officially, right? So we're there. We're on that time. So get excited because spring is finally arrived. Our temperatures are warming up. It's great to see. So I'm excited. I know you guys are as well. But we're going to be here to answer any questions you guys have. We were talking before the break in regards to about the tomatoes and transplanting them outside. You know, one of the things that getting out there, you know, using a Biotone starter or using like a protolizer from Natural Alternative to add to the soil. You could actually, you know, get that settled in to help with that transplant shock. The thing that you're looking to do is, you know, make sure you're watering from the soil to help with some of that. Make sure it's in a nice sunny location. Make sure that it's getting that nice heat, that sun, where if you had it inside in a grow light, the temperature, the lights, you know, we're going to go from having it, you know, some people have had it on like 18 hours, right? It's going to go from that to, you know, if you get it out there first thing, we could get it out there for about, you know, 15 hours, maybe 14 hours of sun. But that's, you know, that's, there's going to be a little transition period for your plant. So definitely take a look at, you know, the temperatures, look at the light, and getting them out there. It's a 5-day hardening off process from getting them inside when the perfect temperatures to the outside, into the natural temperatures that are outside, etc. So definitely, you know, something to be thinking about as we start getting our plants out there. It's going to be about the same time frame to harden off with a lot of your vegetables that you've had from inside that you're bringing out. You know, last week we had a couple frosts. It's looking like there might be a little blimp of the map on Wednesday, but as we get closer, we'll find out as it goes. But we're starting to get everything out there. So you've worked so hard growing these vegetables inside. You know, maybe it's worth waiting a little bit longer. That's going to be up to you, depending upon where you are. You know, more north you are, maybe you wait a little bit more. More south, maybe like a Cape Cod, that area, you're probably okay to put everything out. You know, that's, it's just gonna, you're gonna look at the weather. You're gonna have to become a, you know, meteorologist and take a look at it. Don't worry. Meteorologists are, wrong half the time and get paid pretty well. So, I mean, it's not a bad thing, right? But, you know, that's the thing. You're gonna have to take that inner weather person and, figure out, you know, is this right to be putting this out here? Can I do this? And, you know, depending upon the area, you should be all right. You know, and again, it's just hardening any of those plants off is going to take 5 days. You started 5 days now. It's after that frost that could happen. Again, I don't think we're going to get it as a frost, but there's that possibility. But that's 5 days from now. Puts you at, you know, Friday, and everything after that looks really well, really good. So, something to think about with your vegetables that are going outside. So yeah, we do have a bunch of calls in line, so I want to get into it, next. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Pat is in Gardner.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have two quick questions.
Sure.
I've been in this house over 40 years. I know we had our coldest April ever. I have a huge lilac bush in the back, and I noticed it never bloomed. And, you know, of course, we had snow twice in April and once in May. And the other thing is my hydrangea didn't bloom last year. So can you comment on that?
All right, so last year we had a little crazy weather most of the season, so that hydrangea, not completely surprising on it. What color hydrangea was it?
Well, I have about four of them. I have two or three blues and a white one.
Did any of them flower for you?
None. The year before the blues blossomed, but the newer one is a small white hydrangea. No, none of them did. Do you have any recommendations as to what I can put in?
So for all of them, even, you know, that lilac, you can do like a superphosphate at this point.
The lilac has passed. Usually at this time, it's in full bloom.
Well, so have you, what I would do is take a look at it, see if buds are forming. The flowers. If it hasn't, that's when, you know, if they are starting to form, using like a super phosphate is going to help push the bloom on it. There's also some liquid blossom sprays where you could actually, it has a high middle number where you can help push the blossoms for it.
So now, use this super phosphate on both the hydrangea and the lilac, right?
Yes, sir. It actually will help produce some more shoots. It'll also help produce better root system, and it will also then inevitably give you better flowers.
Well, the hydrangeas usually don't come out till late August or September, but the lilac is usually, like I said, it's usually in full bloom.
Yep.
And I noticed in the area the other lilacs are not out yet either.
Yeah, so I think a little of it is the fluctuation of our temperatures, the way they've been going, we're finally almost in that warm front where it could start to push up.
Yeah.
Maybe they're a little bit behind. So that's why I was thinking the superphosphate would work well early.
Well, that's why I called you. You're the expert. I'll listen. Yeah. I'll go get a superphosphate then.
What's that?
A spray or?
No, there is a granular form of it. That you can use, like a 0440 or a 0180. It's either there are some out there called triple phosphate and some called super phosphate. That's what I'd look at getting. And what you're going to want to use it just this spring. You can use it again next spring. But the rest of the season, you know, maybe with the hydrangeas a little bit later on, maybe in about a month or so, you can use like a 10-10-10. Maybe it's like 4 to 6 weeks from now, just to give it a little bit more nutrients to the plant for those hydrangeas. If anything got pruned in the past year, sometimes that can affect the next year's blossoms. So don't prune anything at this point for that.
Don't prune every year, then, in other words.
No, so the only time you'd want to prune like the hydrangea is right after it flowers. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you prune it early, you're cutting back a lot of the flowers for that next season. Right. So, and if you prune during, like, you know, the white hydrangea, which will blossom late in the season, if you prune that late, you know, like maybe June or July, you could be cutting this year's growth off as well for blossoms. So that could be part of the issue.
So, Pat, you say that the granular you think is better than the spray? Or?
So the granular is more of like a slower release to allow it to go over time, where sometimes the liquid formula only sits in the soil for like 2 weeks. Or what it does is, say the plant's really dry, it might not sit and slowly seep into the plant. Or there might be some runoff that you don't get, whereas that granular will break down over time and slowly kind of release into the plant. So it's not giving everything it has at once. It's giving, you know, it a little bit at a time to kind of make that plant want more of that fertilizer to build itself up.
All right. So then I'll take care of that. And well, like I said, with you're the expert. With the lilacs, it's usually now that it blooms.
Yeah, it should be. But we might be just a little bit behind. Take a look.
Oh, we are behind. We had the coldest April ever. And we had a couple snowfalls and stuff. So I'll go to the store and get that stuff and see how it goes from there.
All right, Pat. Well, good luck.
All right. Thanks, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, phone number here is 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Vonag Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Vonag Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get there. Get right to those. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Hanging on the phone and listening to the program, one of my questions was answered about the Annabelle's.
Okay.
The hydrangea, the white hydrangea. But the other question I have this morning is, how can I keep my raspberries alive? They seem to be getting there, but once again, I think weather's been a big thing. So what would you recommend that I feed to them? Like about now, because usually about now I have flowers, and I don't see any flowers yet.
And so you've had nothing at all?
Just green growth, okay? Just limbs starting, but I don't see any little white specks for, you know, where the fruit's going to be. So,
gotcha. So one of the go-tos to fertilize your raspberry plants would be like a 10-10-10.
Okay.
That's like your number one that you would look at for it. It's definitely what I'd be looking at to do. If you're also looking to do out kind of throughout the season, you could use some liquid like a wettable powder fertilizer to mix up to help with the blossoms or to help out with everything like an all-purpose throughout the season. There's also, they have a, Espoma has a product called Berry Tone.
Berry Tone, okay.
It's for fruit and berries. That formulation's a 4-3-4, so it's not as much of that, you know, it's not close to that 10-10-10 to really get it going. So, you know, I'd look at trying to do that 10-10-10 this, soon to get it going.
Sure.
To try and help push it a little bit more, establish it, get it going. So that's how I would look at it right now.
Okay, fine. Very good. Listen, just a comment. You
sure.
were talking earlier about tomato plants.
Yep.
And one of the call-in people were talking about the little, excuse me, white dots
yeah.
on the stalk. Well, believe it or not, in California, the tomato farms don't plant them vertical. They let them go horizontal because
yep.
those little white dots become roots to continue feeding the tomato plants. And
yeah,
I've seen that here in Maine. Once in a while, I'd let the plants just go down,
yep.
and then here come the white things, and they end up being more roots. You know?
Yeah, it's a nice way to anchor the plant and get more, more nutrients into the plant, right?
Sure.
So they almost, at first, they kind of look like an alien species has kind of attacked the plant, but it really is beneficial for the plant.
Sure enough, then. Well, thank you very much. Have a great week, young man.
You too.
Good talking to you. Right,
thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, Nathan, who's up next?
Patricia's in Lowell.
Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. Thank you for being there. My daughter, I gave her a rose plant that I got close to the end of the season. I bought it at a grocery store, and there were some flowers on it when I bought it, but it was kind of phased out. So I gave it to her over the winter, and she planted it recently. She's in the warmer part of the state. So I'm thinking, is there something else you should be putting in there, and you think it might come back?
Has anything started to show growth on it?
Planted it, like, in the last few days.
But it's still green, and it's still viable that way, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, so for, like, a fertilizer, she could use a rose tone from Espoma.
Okay.
That would be a good one to add to it. She could do that now. Mix that into the soil around it. The other thing to really look at would to possibly get something like Protolizer from Natural Alternative. That's basically vitamins for the plant as well, so that's going to help it produce a little bit more and become a little bit stronger. So maybe a combination of those two would be beneficial for her.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem, Patricia. Good luck and have a great one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In his second online high school commencement speech of the day, former President Barack Obama yesterday took swipes at current politicians and their responses to the coronavirus pandemic. Without naming names, Obama said,
"This pandemic has fully, finally torn back the curtain on the idea that so many of the folks in charge know what they're doing. A lot of them aren't even pretending to be in charge."
White House economic advisor Peter Navarro says Obama's remarks are purely a campaign ad for his former VP, Joe Biden.
"I'm going to start counting the days that we don't hear from Joe Biden and Barack Obama on the fact that China caused this pandemic and basically unleashed trillions of dollars of damage on this world, the loss of, to date, over 80,000 American lives."
He was speaking on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News. Around one dozen firefighters were injured battling a huge blaze that caused an explosion in the Little Tokyo area of Los Angeles yesterday. It caused a fire to spread to multiple buildings, and witnesses say ash was raining down across blocks around the area. NASCAR is making its return from the coronavirus pandemic shutdown with a cup race at Darlington later today. The last time the group's stock cars raced was March 13th in Atlanta. There will be no fans in the stands later today when the race is shown on Fox at 3:30 Eastern Time. A pioneer for women in sports broadcasting has died at the age of 70. Phyllis George was crowned Miss America in 1971 and then joined NFL Today in 1975, where she worked alongside Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, and Jimmy the Greek. She would later co-anchor the CBS Morning News. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to those. Nathan, who's up next?
Patty is in Exeter.
Patty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I am wondering whether I could... Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yep.
Okay, sorry. I'm about to move, but not immediately. In the next month or so, I'll be moving over locally, and I would really like to harvest several things here. Somehow pop them or put them somewhere where I can have them ready to go and then move them over. And I was wondering the best way to do that. And then if I could ask you just if there's anything to help fungus in the soil for my azalea and the best way to cut down my Montauk daisy, which I tried last year, but it didn't work that well. Those are my three questions.
Okay. So to start with the plants that you want to move... to get ready for your move.
Yes.
So what we'll have you do is, you know, to pot them would be the best at this point, or to get them to move would be the most helpful. So try to get as big of a root ball, depending upon what it is, as possible. For the plant, you know, is it annuals? Is it small plants? So maybe it's only like a, you know, 6-8 inch root ball. It's going to depend on what you're moving. The whatever you think you can get for a root ball on a plant like that, that you can handle is best for you. You want to try and get as much of the root system as possible. One of the things I suggest doing is the night before you're going to transplant these, water them heavily. Take a hose, put it on the plant, leave it on a trickle on the hose, and leave it there, depending upon how big it is, range anywhere between, you know, 15 minutes to a half hour, so that the plant has absorbed water, so that when you do cut a root system, you know, you cut into it to dig it up, the root system has some water already absorbed into it to help with some of that transplant shock.
Okay.
What you also want to do when you do replant them, use like a biotone starter from espoma. That's going to help with the transplant shock. You could also use the protolyzer from Natural Alternative. That protolyzer is like vitamins for your plants, also helps with the transplant shock. As far as getting them dug up, it's probably better right now to be doing it now versus in a month or a little bit more as the temperatures get warmer and hotter. Later, transplanting's not as easy. The plants will go into shock a little bit quicker and easier. So, if you can at least get it into some sort of container and continue watering it at this point, you can definitely transplant it now into a different pot, if that would work for you. Now,
okay.
So you said you had fungus in the azalea. It's in the actual soil there?
I'm guessing it is. I mean, it's blooming. It's about to bloom now, and the leaves are out. But then what's been happening the last couple of years is afterwards, everything falls off.
Like all the leaves, everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it comes back the next year.
Yeah. So it flowers, then immediately drops everything?
After flowering, yes.
After flowering. Okay. So there's a couple things you can use for fungus on like a, you know, azalea like that. One product is called Captan from Bonide. That actually will help on a lot of different plants to help with. It's like a soil treatment to control any fungus that would be on there. I'd have to, you know, see some of the leaves, what would happen to it to say this is, you know, the exact disease. But like a soil drench is sometimes the best way to get it. So just looking at, the back of this bottle, it's, you know, one of the things could be like a petal blight, to it. You can actually apply to the soil area around the plants and spray flowers just before it blooms. And you use about a 1.5 tablespoons per gallon of water when you put it into the soil, watering it in. And then, you know, when you're spraying it, you could use like a spritz bottle once you've kind of mixed it up. Take a little bit of it to spray the flowers. And they say, you know, 7 to 14 day intervals while it's blooming. It would be something if you're spraying blossoms to wait until night to spray. Even though it's not an insecticide, I like to wait just to be safe that you're not coating any pollinators with anything on it because this is a synthetic product. If you don't want to use a synthetic product, you could use something along the lines of copper fungicide from Bonide as well. That's an organic spray to spray the plants. That one you're going to be needing to spray every 7 to 10 days while the conditions are there and prior, so maybe it's something you get started on now. Your final question there, can you repeat that one for me?
Yes, and I just have a question about the soil and
transplanting.
Yeah,
no problem. No problem.
Can I just use the soil the root ball is in, or do I need to add anything to the pot?
So use the soil that the root ball is in. If it's not filling up, maybe add a little bit of like a compost or a planting type mix. You could also use some topsoil. When you replant it, that's, you definitely want to use some sort of compost to mix in there to give it some nutrients to help out.
I tried to cut them down in June so they'd look prettier flowering in the fall, but I don't think I did it as well as I could, so when and how much do I cut them down?
And which plant is this? So the first part got cut off a little bit. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Montauk Daisy.
Okay, so the Montauk Daisy has like a two, it gets pruned back twice. Once you're, as it's starting to grow now, and then the next time, I believe, is around the 4th of July to get it growing so it will flower in the fall for you. because, you know, pruning it multiple times gets it so it stays a little bit smaller and that it will not go to seed right away, okay? So I like to prune it at this point, and then again, around July 4th is about the time that you would use it. You would prune it a second time. You prune it down to, so at this point, you could prune it down to like 8 to 10 inches, I believe, is the size we're looking at. Maybe a little bit, actually, in the spring, you're looking to go like 6 inches. And then, again, like July 4th, you'd be doing it maybe about the same, maybe a little bit taller, just to keep it that compact look to it. The other thing with Montauk daisies, how many years have you had it?
Yeah, maybe 2 or 3, depending on the little. I don't have that many.
Okay, sometimes with it, you know, every 3-4 years is when you're going to want to transplant it, to split it. That's one thing to also look at. Take a look at the plant and see if it's something where it's become so big that you can actually split it in half. So that's one thing to be looking at. But the two prunings, once now and then once around July 4th, is going to get you to that fall flowering that you're looking for.
Okay, I don't know that mine are that big yet, but when would you do the splitting them?
So it'd be every 3 to 4 years. So you're probably not at that point yet. You probably get a little bit of time left before you would even do that.
Okay, sorry. Would you do it in the spring or a different time?
So to split them, you could do it early spring.
Okay.
So that you would have the full season for them to grow. That's how I would look at it. Once it starts to pop up a little bit, you're in Exeter, so you might be a little bit behind where I am, so that's why it hasn't been much. Once it gets to 10 inches tall, that's when you would prune, you know, pinch it back to about 6 inches, or prune it back to 6 inches.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, Patty. Well, yeah, good luck, and hopefully everything works out for you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great one. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have some more calls online, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Bedford, New Hampshire.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Beautiful morning here in Bedford.
Excellent.
I have a flower garden, roses, azaleas, a mix of different plants, and things are spaced out well, and I'm happy with it. And new mulch was put down, and it just looks lovely, except every morning when I get up, some varmint of some kind is digging holes in my mulch. And they're like the size of a coffee cup, about 5 or 6 inches deep. And, of course, he spoils the appearance, and I cover it up. But is there any way to identify this or to stop this from happening?
Now, so the holes only go about 5 or 6 inches deep. They don't – it's not like a volcano erupting where it's something coming up from the bottom,
no,
right?
No. They're consistently just little holes and – I figured maybe he's digging for old bulbs or something, but they go, they're just everywhere. I might have 10 or 15 of them every morning.
Okay, so what you could have is you could have something like a skunk or a raccoon there. The skunk might be digging for like grubs or insects or something along the lines that are in there. So what I'd be trying to do is take a look and see if there's any, when you dig into the soil, see if there's any grubs like that in there, because sometimes that's what they'll do. Maybe there's something there that they're looking for. So if there are grubs or something like that, you would look at getting like a Dilox product that would kill any of the grubs that are in there, or like a season long, like a GrubX. If there's no vegetables or things that are edible, you'd be fine using that because it is a synthetic to it. But it looks like that might be something that it is doing. So you're going to be looking at taking care of what's underneath. And I bet you there's some sort of insect, like a grub there, that they're digging for.
Okay. I thought maybe it was bulbs. I was wondering about spraying the surface of my mulch with something that they don't like. It generally stops.
So they have, there are products out there like a Repelzol from Bonide. They have a liquid in granular form. You can spray that to try and steer them away from what you have, and that might be a good option for you.
What's the name of it again?
It's called Repelzol from Bonide.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, in the last segment, we had talked with Patty in regards to the azalea that has a fungus. Another option, and I had a listener who's been listening for years had called in between the breaks and said my father used to talk about it, which, you know, I wasn't even thinking, but infuse is another one. That is considered a systemic fungicide. So as well, so you can be spraying it. You could be spraying it right now before it's really blossomed to take care of it. And you know, it won't. It's not something that will come off the plant once it's dried on there. Depending upon the, you know, I've seen it last from a month to 4 weeks to 6 weeks on a plant. So depending upon how bad the disease has been for you would be how much you would need to, how often you would need to use it, etc. But the bottle of Infuse will tell you that as well. So Sue, thank you for that reminder during the break. I appreciate it. Now let's get back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. I've raised tomatoes, some seed.
Yep.
And they come up, but the stem gets very thin. How can I make that a little thicker?
Have you, so it's always like right at the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, so once it's starting to pop up and it's growing, there's a couple things to do. If it starts to flower early, starts to show some of those flowers, the first couple weeks you actually want to get rid of those flowers to help it produce a stronger structure of the tomato plant. The other thing you can be looking to do, I would love for you to use like a protolyzer on a plant like that when it's that size, to help build up its system, to help get it a little bit stronger. A granular fertilizer wouldn't be the one to be looking at that point. You're looking for something more of a higher impact. So maybe a liquid fertilizer would be something to look for, versus a tomato tone when it's young like that, because the plant can't absorb the granular like you're looking for it to do. But almost pinching it back sometimes so it will rejuvenate itself and kind of like go back into the roots and pull up more would be good. Taking a look at your watering, making sure it doesn't dry out would help. But I think one of the things is if it's starting to push flowers early, get rid of those flowers early to refocus its energy on the plant itself.
Right, and I got one more question.
Sure.
I got in my bouquet of flowers, I got Astromeria.
Yep.
Well, I sent it a company, but they were all out. I was wondering, where do you think they get the seeds to raise the plant?
Well, so you could get them from a bunch of different places, but I've seen the Astromeria growing as a perennial in like garden centers. You might be able to get it, but you can check to see, look and see, depending upon... Burpee has some good seeds. Botanical Interest is another one that I like for seeds. Botanical Interests.
Oh.
I'm actually on their website trying to see if I could search it, see if they have it. I'd have to be able to spell it the right way to see if they have it. But there's a couple different places. If you just search for those flowers, more of like a perennial flowers, not everybody has perennial flowers. If you wanted to go by seed, but I've seen it in plants and garden centers. And have the garden centers reopened in Pennsylvania yet?
Yeah, some of them, but I checked around, but nobody seems to have any. So I was wondering if I could get seed somewhere. I don't know if I can get seed off this bouquet or not. You think?
It's going to be really hard to get it. I'll try and look up some areas, but try Burpee Seeds online and see if you can get them there. I bet you they have so many types of seeds that you might be able to get it without an issue.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Okay, thank you.
Will you have a great one?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.